Welcome to the very first Singing and Slaying podcast. My name is Peter Jones. I'm the pastor of Christ Church of Morgantown in Morgantown, West Virginia. It is my hope and my goal to do 2 to 3 short podcasts a week, 3 to 5 minutes, maybe a little more, and one longer podcast during the week of over 15 minutes. I've never done podcasting before. Don't know how it's going to work out. Hopefully, I'll be able to work out some of the kinks that you'll probably see and notice in this very first podcast. My goal of this first podcast is to tell you something about who I am, where I've come from. I'll tell you about the goals of the podcasting and also tell you about where the name for my podcast came from. Let's begin in reverse order. How did I get the name Singing and Slaying? Where did that particular title come from? Well, I'm going to read to you from the chapter 5 and book 5 of Lord of the Rings, and you'll see where this came from. This is the Ride of the Rohirrim. That's the title of the chapter. This is Théoden leading his men down the hill into Pelennor Fields to fight against the armies of Mordor. It's a great scene in the movie, but it's an even better scene in the book. The book is, of course, far superior to the movies, to say the least, and it's got a lot of stuff in there that you don't find in the movies. But this is where the title for my podcast came from. Suddenly the king cried to Snowmane, and the horse sprang away. Behind him his banner blew in the wind, white horse upon a field of green, but he outpaced it. After him thundered the knights of his house, but he was ever before them. Éomer rode there, the white horse tail on his helm floating in his speed, and the front of the first Arrowhead roared like a breaker foaming on the shore. But Théoden could not be overtaken. Fey he seemed, or the battle fury of his fathers ran like new fire in his veins, and he was born up on Snowmane like a god of old, even as Orme the Great in the Battle of the Valar when the world was young. His golden shield was uncovered, and lo, it shone like an image of the sun, and the grass flamed into green about the white of his steed. For morning came, morning and a wind from the sea, and the darkness was removed, and the host of Mordor wailed, and terror took them, and they fled and died, and the hooves of wrath rode over them. And then all the host of Rohan burst into song, and they sang as they slew, for the joy of the battle was on them, and the sound of their singing that was fair and terrible came even to the city. So several years ago, back in 2008, I was trying to determine why should I podcast? Why should I blog? Why should I blog, and what should the name of my blog be? Well, when I came across this passage, that seemed like the proper way to go. That seemed like a proper idea. As Christians, we are those who are fighting battles, as Paul says in Ephesians, fighting against principalities and powers. And we're also singing. We're those who have the victory and have won. So as a Christian, part of my goal here is to sing as I fight the battle. And I thought that was appropriate for my blog and therefore appropriate now for my podcast. Now, what I hope to accomplish with the podcast? Well, my podcast is directed mainly at the members of Christ Church in Morgantown. These are the sheep of God that he has given to me for a period of time. It is my job to shepherd them, to teach them, to give them the word of God, to help them understand the culture and the world we live in, to grow in sanctification, holiness. That's what this podcast is primarily for. There's a lot of folks who don't read a lot. I love to read. I read a lot and I enjoy reading, but there are a lot of people that don't read, and I'm trying to find a way to shepherd those who don't read as much. And therefore, this podcast is primarily directed at those in Christ Church, at Christ Church, who don't read a lot and would like to have something to listen to while they're at work, while they're in their car, or wherever they may be. And hopefully this will help them grow in their love of Jesus and love of the church and love of the scriptures and holiness. If you're not a member of Christ Church, you're welcome to listen to it. You're welcome to enjoy it. But understand that occasionally and often, well, whenever I write and whenever I speak, I'm always speaking to those people at Christ Church primarily. You can listen in, but understand sometimes it's more like listening to a one-on-one conversation than it is that I'm directing things to the whole world. If the whole world listens, that's fine. I want to be able to minister to the wider world at some point. But if the whole world listens, But it's primarily for the members of Christ Church of Morgantown. Now, where did I come from? I was born in Nebraska, but raised in Mississippi, just south of the Tennessee line. I grew up in a Baptist home. Loved my mother and father. They're still Baptist, and my dad's an itinerant Baptist preacher down in Mississippi. I grew up in a little town called Byhalia, Mississippi, and eventually moved to Cuyerville, Tennessee, which is just across the Mississippi-Tennessee line. And I went to undergrad at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, where I got a degree in pastoral studies, and that has served me well. I enjoyed the school. I enjoyed living in Chicago. Love Chicago. I don't know if I'd love it now with kids, but certainly loved it as a single guy living there. That is where I met my wife at Moody Bible Institute. She's from Bend, Oregon, so we're from two very different parts of the world, and we love that about it. I love going out to Oregon, and she loves going south and visiting my family and seeing folks down there. After I graduated from college, we went out to the Northwest, to Vancouver, Washington for a little while. The goal there was to go to seminary. That didn't work out. So I eventually took a small Baptist church in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. And I was a pastor there for 2 years. During this time, I read the Bible more than I had ever read the Bible. I read a lot. In fact, if I remember right, I read the New Testament. I was there 2 years. I think I read the whole New Testament 10 times, the Old Testament 4 times. In those 2 years. So I was reading the Bible at a tremendous rate. And it may surprise some of you, it won't surprise all of you, but as I read the scriptures more, I became more and more reformed. There were questions in my mind from Moody that had stuck there, questions that I did not feel like Baptist dispensational theology was answering. And when I got to my position as a pastor, I was able to study those more, kind of look at some of those discrepancies I saw, and I was able to go and say, well, you know what, I'm Reformed. And so I studied all sorts of guys from Warfield to Luther to Calvin to Botner, and obviously studied the scriptures as well. Between it all, I became Reformed. So after 2 years, I left the Baptist pastorate there and became part of a PCA church. My goal was to plant a PCA church in West Virginia. This didn't end up happening because of the Federal Vision thing. And if you don't know what Federal Vision is, count yourself blessed. And if you do know, you understand what happened there. I was a kind of a Federal Visionist, if you will, if I can use that term. And I could not get ordained in the PCA in the presbytery, being a Federal Visionist. If I had to go back and do it again, I'd probably change some things at that time in my life. I'm not sure. I love the CREC, and I still think I would end up in the CREC, but there were certainly some things there that I would have done differently. Anyway, so I ended up planting a CREC church, which stands for Communion of Reformed Evangelicals, in churches in Morgantown, West Virginia, and that was in June of 2007. We've been here ever since. My wife, Julie, and my children. I have 9 children, ranging from ages 16, my oldest son Samuel, to age 1, my youngest son James. I have 6 boys and 3 girls, and I love them all dearly. I've come to love Morgantown. We moved here. It was really quite a different feel from the places I lived, whether Chicago or Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. It was a very different city, very different feel. But right now, I love it, and I've come to love it, enjoy the town, enjoy the college atmosphere, and think there's a lot of work that can be done here in Morgantown to advance the gospel. It's a great place with a college where there's 30,000 students and so much opportunity to minister to people, so much opportunity for teaching college students tend to be hungry and want to know more, and at a very transitional stage of their lives. So I'm glad the Lord has put us here in Morgantown, me and my family, and we look forward to doing ministry here. So basically, there you are. There's the reason my podcast is named what it is, and my blog. There's where I came from, and there's also why I'm doing my podcast. If you have questions, you can go to singingandslaying.com, and then you can leave a note on the About column, or leave a comment on the About column, or you can email me. My email address is at christchurchofmorgantown.org. You can find me on Facebook as well, and on Twitter at Pastor Peter 77. So have a great day.